Talk Live. 855-453. Give us a call. Bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
Okay, so I guess I should apologize. The cam is down.
Yeah, the cam is down tonight. And
no one listening to the archive cares.
Okay, but maybe someone's listening live. There are certainly people in the cam who keep bringing it up, and I would like to apologize. I got here today at 5:30, so an hour and a half before the show started, and the computer is down. So I don't know if you've ever wandered back behind all of this stuff here, Allie, but there's
I haven't. I save up.
A lot
of
wires. And I just on the break tried to follow him because it's basically saying no signal on that computer. So it's not a cam problem. The computer is down, but I'm not going to restart a computer here without talking to Ian. I sent him a message. He hasn't replied yet. So I'm sorry the cam's down.
Yeah, you don't want to try to fix the cam and end up, you know, turning off all the computers right. Or something.
There's a lot of wires back there. I don't.
It's very technical up in here.
It is. I'm not comfortable turning off computers without talking to Ian. So I apologize. If he calls me back, maybe we'll get it back up before the end of the show. But if not, I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so we've been talking about sort of the Silk Road and drugs in general. And I was actually reading this article, which we haven't really gotten into yet, about New Zealand and an experiment with recreational drugs.
New Zealand is pretty, like, already... Can I use the word progressive without contradicting myself? Progressive about drugs. At least they are, like, better than most places. Am I right to think that?
Well,
I don't know.
From this article, it sounds like that possibly could be the case. Right?
Sure. I don't know much about New Zealand. It says here, for the first time in history, New Zealand has created a regulatory body to oversee recreational drugs. Passed by Parliament this summer on a vote of 119-1. Wow, that's only, quite a vote.
Only one person against.
That guy must have been really mad. The legislation has already granted interim. Am I saying that word right?
Interim, yes.
Interim?
Interim.
Sounds funny.
It just
does it end with an I, interim?
No, it's an M.
Oh, I meant like
I just wasn't I sure am. If I was pronouncing it correctly.
You were.
I went to government school, so.
See, when I don't know how to pronounce a word, I just pronounce it phonetically, and then... If someone calls me, I'll be like, well, that's how we pronounce it where I'm from. And then no one says anything.
That's a good idea. approval to over 50 products with names like Dr. Feelgood 420 and Everest Tibetan Toot.
Oh, Dr. Feelgood. That was a Motley Crue song.
Was it?
Well, it still is, I suppose.
Yes. The world should closely watch what happens next. If implemented carefully... New Zealand's new laws offer the first genuinely scientific and public health-oriented approach to dealing with the negative aspects of humanity's eternal quest for consciousness alteration. Anthropology tells us that getting high is universal. No culture, no matter how remote, lacks chemical experimentation.
It's true.
You know, I love to drink coffee every morning.
Yes, that is your drug of choice.
It is my drug of choice. And also, I mean, you know, alcohol. Most people don't consider alcohol to be a drug. And it's a very dangerous drug.
That makes me angry because alcohol is actually the hardest drug I've ever done. As far as experience is concerned, I have never been as messed up as I have on alcohol many times, right? That's a mistake I've made too many times.
I would have to echo the same experience. I mean, absolutely, alcohol by far is the hardest drug I've ever done because I haven't really, you know, I mean, I haven't, there's...
You haven't done a lot of drugs, though.
No, I haven't. Although, I guess I could say, like, maybe it's definitely the worst experience I've ever had on drugs, multiple times.
Yeah, it's definitely societal, though, right? So, like, if you're in the United States, maybe it's like this in a lot of places, but if you tell them, oh, I drank too much last night.
Got wasted last night.
It's not really a big deal.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
People consider that funny.
If you tell them, you know, I was on acid last night, some people's moms would freak out and maybe even not want to receive calls from them anymore because you may be on acid. People just have weird biases for against drugs, and it's totally, like, related to whether the drug is illegal or not.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. When I was younger, in my teenage years, I didn't really drink much. I drank a lot more in my adult, young adult years. But I did eat a lot of acid, and I took a lot of MDMA, and I never, ever was as messed up as I have been on alcohol. Like, you don't forget things when you're on these drugs. And the other thing about it to me is that you are able to keep sort of your morals and yourself. So I would never, when I used to do those drugs and I was on those drugs, I wouldn't do something that I wouldn't do. Like, I wouldn't
normally
be on acid and be like, I'm gonna, you know, I don't know, do something dumb, whatever dumb, like graffiti is something, you know, I know somebody who got arrested once for stealing a chair and lighting it on fire in a parking lot because they were drunk.
I think of people getting drunk and then, like, they'll, like, you know, just start peeing in public, you know, or they'll start a fight.
Right.
They'll, you know, just be really rude. They'll start yelling. And
I'd say at nights when I drink, like, maybe 20% of the time, I'll wake up in the morning thinking, wow, I had a really great time last night. And then the rest of the time, I'm like, oh, my God, I just, like, really just can never drink again.
You lose control. And I mean, it's basically like your brain functions just start shutting down one by one, right? So first, you know, your speech goes and you start slurring your words and then you're stumbling around because you can no longer keep your balance. And, you know, eventually it gets to like peeing on yourself and falling over, right, if you let it get that bad.
Yeah. And then you never really know how you were coming off to other people because you'll be having a conversation and think that you're like freaking brilliant the whole time. And they're thinking that you're really dumb.
I think it's funny. I think everybody in the studio is kind of laughing about this because we can all think about times that we were drunk and this happened to us.
Well, who can? I mean, even for the people that don't drink, they've certainly have been around other people that have drank, right, and they understand it. I remember I had a teacher in high school, a science teacher. He was very intelligent, and he only drank once in his life, and he had a bad experience, and he said, well, why would I want to do that again?
Wow. What a smart guy. of us were not that smart.
No, I wasn't.
This old lady who I know from work comes in, and she says that if any kind of drugs or alcohol is brought up at all, she goes, I don't drink because I like to know who I am, where I am, and what I'm doing 100% of the time. I guess except when she's sleeping. Obviously, you're not conscious then. But
that's like my mom. So my mom does drink very, very occasionally and not a lot ever. But my mom loves to be sober. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of like she points it out. She's like, wow, I'm feeling great. Just haven't done any drugs today.
Well, yeah. It's commendable, though, that somebody would just have that control over their life, that they understood what they wanted and they went for it.
Sure. But I don't think that people who do drugs in all cases are necessarily lacking control.
No,
you know what I mean?
Just choosing a different
right,
thing.
You just enjoy letting loose in some different ways, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, I think a cool attitude to have about drugs is like, what, it was your professor who tried alcohol, didn't like it, and said he's never going to do it again, like an experimental thing. When people say, oh, I'll try anything once, I think that's a little crazy because you're risking something when you try what's unknown to you, something you've never done before, and if you don't know a lot about it.
I don't think that when people say they'll try anything once that they actually mean that. I can think of a lot of things that those people probably wouldn't want to try.
You mean as far as drugs?
The people or anything.
People who've said it to me, I get the impression that they always claim that, oh, I just don't get addicted to stuff, but I always think that they're addicted to all kinds of things. Because the kind of people that say, that I've known, that say they'll try anything, I just sort of think that they have that kind of personality where they're kind of open to suggestion, whatever's around, they'll take. Kind of scary way to live your life.
Yes. I haven't heard anybody say that since I was a teenager.
There's nothing wrong to me with experimenting with something to see if it makes you better off afterwards.
So, if you want to talk about drugs or the Silk Road or anything else, 855-450-FREE. We will be back. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea.
Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's a job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up what you like, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. And tonight it is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And we've been talking about New Zealand and a new policy they have on recreational drugs. But first, Marcus would like to share something with you.
The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you are tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, sign up now at freestateproject.org.
Government needs to get out of my area.
They do. They need to get
go in someone else's area.
Out of my area, too. Get out of everybody's area.
Shut down permanently. Yeah.
And we are all Free State Project participants. We all moved to New Hampshire to exert our effort to get the government out of our area.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. This is supposed to be in New Hampshire and just New England in general. I found since I moved is just like a really already like almost, I'm not going to say they're halfway to just saying we don't really need these bureaucrats around anymore, but definitely more into like, you know, Second Amendment rights and just, you know, I don't know, just different things where they don't really, they don't feel like they need the government around for everything the way people in cities might, you know,
well,
take a lot for granted when you
California
live
California
like
is a good example of that. Like states like California, New York, and Florida, there's just no way that freedom is coming to those places first, right? They love government.
Right. And I don't even think that, like, I want to say self-sufficiency is a cool thing in New Hampshire, and I think it is for the, in that, you know, people can fix things. Like, you should see when it snows here just how people all individually doing their own thing, you know, just to get snow out of their yard. But it's not like it gets we have to all, like, agree and cooperate to deal with these crazy snowstorms sometimes. And I feel like in other places they would just be like, well, isn't there, like, some government agency for that? And it's just not that way here.
Trash is a great example.
There you go.
So it's not like this everywhere in New Hampshire. But in Keene, trash is privately contracted, and it is very affordable, and they are much nicer than the trash guys in Florida.
Yeah.
So.
Because in lots of towns or cities, you don't have a choice. The government contracts with someone for the garbage. This is pretty typical in New Jersey, where I came from.
It was like in Florida.
Sure, because, I mean, you know, like the mafia, they probably still control the garbage companies down there. You know, they need to dispose of things, you know?
Right. Well, it's funny, because if you're from a place like Florida, for example, people there would say to you, who will pick up the garbage? You know, that is something that they would actually claim. Like, how would the garbage get picked up? And here in Keene, there's several options. The cheapest option is to bring it to the dump. There's a dump here, and you can just drop the garbage off as you please. And that's not personally something I'm interested in. I don't want to lug garbage in my car, so I pay to have it picked up. It's $20 a month, and, you know, they don't. When I lived in Florida, if they didn't like what was in your trash or they didn't like what was in your recycling, which was mandatory, they would dump it out on your yard, you know. And these guys will take anything.
That's amazing.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to point out that in Florida, the trash men, there were like three of them, right? So there was one who was the driver, and then there was usually two of them hanging on the back. So the garbage man here, because it's private, not government, and they don't have the same kind of budget, there's one guy, and he stops, and he gets out of the car, and he picks up the trash, and he puts it in, and he gets back in and drives.
Now, I don't know, because my landlord takes care of the trash, but I would imagine that if your company was doing a bad job, there's probably at least one other company that you could call.
There are several in Keene. Yep. Like our neighbors use a different one.
Right. So whereas in Florida, you didn't have a choice. Like if they didn't like your garbage, they dumped it all over and there was
I had that happen.
You could do about it.
Yep. If they didn't like something, they'd throw it on your front lawn and it's up to you to sort it out.
But it's free, guys. At least in Florida, it's free.
I mean, if there's three people working, that's at least three times the cost as far as taxpayer dollars are concerned. Not to mention, if they're government employees, they're likely getting way higher pay, way more benefits.
True.
So,
and I'm sure it's not like the kind of thing where, like, it makes sense. If you have more trash, if you produce more trash, then you would pay more. But if it's the kind of thing where the city just does it, I don't really know if it works. I've never had to pay for that stuff, so I don't know. Do they charge extra when it's just city run?
So there is a limit here in New Hampshire. Like, I have a certain amount of trash bags per week that I can use, and that's what I pay for. But I go over, and they've never charged me more. It's mm-hmm. always been the same rate. That's been my experience.
Right, so it's likely, as long as you're reasonable, because you're not always hitting the limit, right, when you take out your trash.
Sure.
Sometimes you might
Well, and there's some weeks I forget and don't take it out at all, so I think,
Right,
you know.
So if it evens out, that's probably, they're reasonable, and they can be reasonable because it's a business.
Well, I'm curious with, like, not, like, just varying usage for, like, just a household, but, you know, these businesses where they have just, like, tons of trash, right? I wonder if it's sort of like, you know, one of these welfare for the wealthy programs, like anything really, where the state sort of provides this communal service, because then people who use it the most are really getting a lot out of it. You know, like anything that's communal, if you think of like a roommate situation, whoever is turning up their heat the highest, well, if you all split the bill, you know, evenly, yeah. then that person is profiting
that's right.
from the other. So it's the same with, and, you know, that's voluntary and everything, but when the city does it, it's like, so, you know, is Walmart paying the same for trash removal as me? Because they have a lot more trash. And how does that mess up the incentives for people to waste less?
Right. Likely something like Walmart is probably a separate thing because they probably have a dumpster. But yes, you make a very good, very valid point that the people making the most trash, you know, they might be paying even the least amount of tax it
right.
could be, you know.
Yes. So I guess we kind of got off on a tangent there. We were talking about how wonderful it is to live in New Hampshire and have trash service. but we actually have a phone call. Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont, has a question for you, Allie.
Okay.
Robert?
Hey, Allie.
Hi, Robert.
How are you guys?
Doing good. I hope you don't say something embarrassing.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Someone says they have a question for me. It's all quiet, so now I don't know what you're going to ask.
Well, I wanted to wait to finish what you had to say first before I ask you the question, and I do have a question for you.
All right.
Do you think that drugs should be, all drugs should be made legal?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes.
What if it meant that it would, that the person that's using that drug, what if it could affect your life?
Well, I think that people are responsible for their actions, but the reason why I think that the government has no place in regulating drugs is because I think it comes down to self-ownership. I think that people have a right to put what they want to their own body, even if that means they're going to drink a gallon of bleach. That's their right if they want to do that. And,
oh, sure.
And so if someone is high and they affect me or, like, violate my rights in some way, they're still responsible for violating my rights, but I don't care if they were high when they did it. They're still responsible.
What if you don't know it and they had?
Well, I'm going to treat them, like, regardless if they're high, I'm going to treat them like someone who's violating my rights.
Robert,
right,
hang on. We'll bring you back.
What I'm saying is that...
Hang on one sec. We're out of time here just for the break. If you want to hold, we'll bring you back and we can talk about this a little more. 855 450 free. We'll be back. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S.
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call, bring up what you like. This is 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And back to the phones and back to the fun, as Ian would say. We have a phone call. It is Robert, and we are discussing, Allie, whether or not you think that drugs should be illegal.
Well, I want y'all's input, too, but...
Yes. Yeah, I actually have a question for Robert. Are you still there, Robert?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. So I think that this is a legitimate point that you bring up, but how do you feel about alcohol? Do you think that alcohol should be legal?
Should it be made illegal?
No, do you think it's okay that alcohol is legal now, currently?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Now, wouldn't you agree that alcohol can ruin people's lives and does ruin lots of lives, hurt
sure
other
it
people?
Does. And it can.
So, do you not see the connection between alcohol and other illegal drugs?
Okay, let me. I don't want to pose a question with a question here, but let me share something with you. Kind of open my eye a little bit, but maybe I need to look at it a little bit more. I'm not trying to fight with you on this, Allie, at all. But.
Julius is talking, but I can't. I'm not clear if you are making an argument. To keep drugs illegal or not?
No, I don't.
And I would like to know your argument.
I'm, you know, there are some drugs that people can use, you know, that shouldn't be made like marijuana. That should be made legal. If you wanted to smoke crack or something like that, or if you wanted to do like a hallucinogenic, that's fine. But I had a friend of mine. I had a friend of mine that worked at a convenience store over here in Bellows Falls. I don't want to say who it is, but this is a guy that he worked there for about a year and a half. And, you know, he was working two jobs to help support his family, you know, doing the responsible thing. And he had three separate occasions where on his shift, he'd go into the bathroom and then take out the trash. And all three times, different times, he took out the trash, get poked with a syringe.
Ooh.
You know,
that's not good.
And, I mean, to me, that's not good.
Yeah, he should get checked out.
So are you saying...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean...
Robert,
I mean,
are
that's
you...
happened. I mean, he's fine.
Robert, are
but
you saying that...
My point is that where do you draw the line on this?
Robert, are you saying that he was poked with needles that were from illegal drugs?
No, they're full of alcohol. That's how people use legal drugs.
No, seriously,
there's a heroin epidemic that's going on out there, and I don't condone.
Yeah, but heroin's illegal.
I don't condone anybody that does it.
But here's
an interesting point, though. Heroin is illegal currently, and there are still needles in the trash. Now, if people didn't have to hide their heroin consumption in the same way that they do now, do you think that maybe it's a possibility that the number of heroin needles in public places could possibly go down?
No.
Well,
I'm looking it up.
Wasn't there some one country where...
Yes.
Julie Allie, knows what I'm about to say, so
yes.
She's going to say it.
Okay, so there is a country, I want to say it's either Sweden or Norway. I do apologize.
It's
I went to government
Norway,
school.
I think it is.
And my geography is not so great outside of America, unfortunately. But they have some sort of a program where they tried legalized heroin, and they had crime reduced by like 75%.
Right, but you're talking about crime, though. What I'm
crimes
talking
related
about is
specifically
that you
to
have
heroin.
A guy that's at work, okay, trying to make a living, all right, and he's only doing what his boss is expecting him to do. Is that before you leave, you take out the trash.
But you
know, which is not unexpected, but.
I mean, the thing is, it's like if you're working at a for one thing. People shooting up drugs in the bathroom of your convenience store is not good. They should be looking for that, and like that, most places aren't going to allow that. No one wants to be the convenience store where you can go shoot up if you need to, because they've got really like private bathroom. No one ever checks on you.
They're going to do that anyways, Allie.
But Robert,
they're going to do that anyways.
You're talking about a problem that exists while the drug is already illegal. So this problem exists. Now, when the drug is illegal, so if you legalized it, then you could possibly get a hold of this problem and possibly save, correct the problem. Because the problem does not go away because the drug is made illegal. The drug is already illegal, and the problem exists today. That's what you're telling us about.
Now, so I actually know quite a bit about heroin addiction. Not personally, I've never used heroin. And I haven't known a lot of people who've been into it, but I like to read and learn stuff about this. And so a huge part of this problem that would go away immediately if drugs were legal is that the reason that people shoot up in public bathrooms and places like that is because junkies have to steal and scrounge and, basically do whatever they can to come up with the money for like the heroin for that day.
Right.
So,
right.
The race is on, right? You wake up. This is for serious junkies, the kinds that are shooting up in public bathrooms. You wake up and it's, how can I get this money as fast as I can so that I can get my next hit before I get sick? And so by the time you get that, you have to do it as fast as possible. And there's no such thing as stocking up and being ready because the price is so high because it's a black market item. So do you see what I'm saying here?
Now, if it was legal, then the price would be much lower, right? And it would be safer for everybody because they wouldn't have to shoot up in the public bathroom.
Like alcohol, for example, alcoholics are able, there's plenty of functional alcoholics out there, right? Like, they're not knocking over convenience stores.
But there are lots of people
like
who throw up in public bathrooms, and alcohol is...
See, you're trying to compare this with you know, somebody committing a crime or something like that. I'm talking about where, you know, if you get somebody that's a full-blown heroin addict, they don't care where, you know, where they're going to do this at. They're going to do this in,
well,
you know, when you've already gone ahead and you've already done your run, you're not going to just, you know, oh, well, geez, I better go and dispose of this syringe, you know, and to make sure it's done properly. And
yeah, I wouldn't expect a heroin addict to be in the
sink. Or they'll throw it in the trash.
But, Robert, Julia just explained that the reason they're doing it in the public bathroom, which is the problem you're discussing, is a problem that exists because they are illegal. And if it was legal, that problem would likely reduce. It would be a better situation,
saying,
and your friend would be safer.
It would likely reduce. There's no guarantee it will.
There's no guarantees on anything,
well,
but the reality is that it's wrong to try and save people's lives by pushing people around and forcing them to do things. Obviously, it makes common
it's
sensible to be more compassionate.
I'm also interested in the fact...
All right, I understand what you're saying, but how can I be compassionate towards this
be
person
compassionate.
Say, okay, if, you know, they... You know, put my life at, but they may put their, you know, my life at risk, and I don't even know. I mean, if I'm the guy at the store, and I'm working there, and I'm taking up the trash, and I get pulled. You know, I didn't ask for that.
Right, and Julia just explained that. Likely, that problem would go away, or at least it would be reduced
if
it was legal.
You're saying likely.
Sure.
Okay.
You're
well, why don't we look at Portugal as an example? 10 years after decriminalization, drug abuse down by half in Portugal. This is from Forbes.com. Drug warriors often contend that drug use would skyrocket if we were to legalize or decriminalize drugs in the United States. Fortunately, we have a real-world example of the actual effects of ending the violent, expensive war on drugs and replacing it with a system of treatment for problems. For problem users and addicts, and I think that that's sort of something that's missing from our overall point, is that addicts they need to be treated with compassion in the sense that instead of saying, what you're doing, we're going to create it like a black market around it and put you in jail for it, these are people that need help. These aren't people that...
And I agree with you.
All right, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. We got to go here. It's 855 450 free. We will be back and we'll continue this conversation. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up what you like. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-453. And tonight is Julia here with you.
Marcus.
And Allie.
And Allie has something she'd like to share.
That's right. Freedom's Phoenix is uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of Freedom Phoenix, freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of Phoenix, oh my gosh.
It's a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister.
Freedom's Phoenix is a tongue twister.
It sounds so soothing to the ears, it's hard to say with the lips. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. freedomsphoenix.com.
Great job.
Thanks.
So we were originally talking about this New Zealand thing, which I'd still like to get around to if we have time, but we kind of have been just talking about drugs in general, and we just had a very interesting phone call that I really would like to talk about a little bit more.
Yeah, well, Marcus brought up, we were all talking, like, there was some place where they decriminalized drugs, and there was, like, a lot of success with it, and I looked it up, and it was Portugal, and I guess now it's, this story is from 2011, so now it's been 12 years that Portugal's decriminalized all drugs, and what they found is that drug abuse, like, went down by half, and violent crime went way down, too, because if you think about how, like, that would affect people, just, like, basically people getting arrested, users worrying about getting arrested, using the cops to roll over on their dealers, and all that violence that's going on that the state is, like, intimately a part of. If, when that is decreased, then you can, then sort of everyone is allowed to let up a little bit. It becomes a more honest market.
Right.
Where you don't have to, like, do violent things to get your drugs.
And where this stemmed from was in the last call, the caller was very concerned for his friend, which is totally makes sense. His friend worked at a convenience store, had to take garbage out, and actually got poked with a needle that was in the garbage. And his concern was that he thought that the needle was from a heroin user, and he was he wanted heroin to still be illegal because he didn't want his friend to get poked with a needle. And you know, we of course were taking the point to say, well, it is illegal now, and he's getting poked, and that's why we started talking about this.
Well, I wanted to bring up the point that he was unique in that when he was listing the drugs that he thought should be legal, he said marijuana, which I think is pretty typical. Most people are comfortable enough with letting marijuana be legal. They're okay with that nowadays anyway. And then he listed crack, which I thought was strange.
Because I was surprised
usually
at that.
When people are talking about drugs being illegal, the dangerous one, crack is in that category, right?
Right.
And so it turns out there's really only one drug, or it seems the way he was talking about it, there's really only one drug that he wants to remain illegal, and that drug is heroin, because, like you said, he believed that he'd been poked with heroin needles. And I wanted to point out that, first of all, you know, I'm sorry that that happened. That sounds really gross, and I would be very upset if I got poked with a strange needle.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But, you know, you're just assuming it's heroin, right? So it could have been a lot of different things in the needle. It could have been a diabetic needle. It could have been crack, the one that you want. Like, so you smoke crack, but you can also shoot up cocaine, and you can shoot up meth, and you could shoot up a lot of drugs.
Right.
So it really could have been anything, but he was convinced it was heroin. And I brought up this point, and I don't think he understood where I was coming from on this. And that was that I believe that there would be less shooting up in public places if drugs were legal, because the situation with really bad junkies right now is they wake up and the only thing on their mind is, I gotta get some heroin. So they panhandle, or they prostitute themselves, or they steal, or they do whatever they can to obtain the money for today's heroin. Like, it's one day at a time for these people.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about really bad addicts. Obviously, there's a spectrum. There are some people who don't fall into this category. But I think a lot of the kinds that are shooting up in public restrooms do. So these people get their money, and, you know, they're battling time, basically, during this period, because they will become very physically sick if they don't have the heroin. And so the second that they get it, it needs to be shot up immediately. And they're not able to stockpile it because heroin is very expensive. And so, you know, if you think about alcohol and, like, the price of alcohol, so you can be a functional alcoholic and work a job because you can afford your habit. But the price of heroin and other illegal drugs is so much higher because it's illegal, because you have to get it in the black market, that it is not affordable on any sort of job. You know, if you talk to heroin addicts that are serious junkies, they're talking about spending, you know, $60, $100 a day on heroin. So this isn't something that they can really obtain any other way besides stealing it, and it's not something that they can stockpile.
Right.
So I do think that if heroin was legal and it was more affordable and it was safer, people would absolutely want to do it in the comfort of their own home. You think these people like shooting up in public restrooms?
I think another reason maybe why you saw the results that you saw in Portugal is that when it comes to people working in the black market, like, you know, just your on the street dealers and everything, a lot of times someone might be coming to their dealer to get some pot, and then their dealer's like, hey, I got cocaine too, you know, anytime you want to do some cocaine, just let me know. And then, you know, maybe they come back, they have all these different illegal drugs, so it kind of opens up what you're being offered, right? So, like, just because you smoke cigarettes doesn't mean you're being offered heroin every day. It has nothing to do with it, because cigarettes are legal if you're at a certain age, and you just don't have that fear. It's not the same system. When you have all these drugs being illegal, then a lot of times the people who are willing to take that risk and sell illegal drugs, well, maybe they can make more money selling things like heroin, so maybe they push that.
You know, and you know, if you look at the history of the United States, most people are well aware that there was an alcohol prohibition for many years. And
that's where moonshine came
right.
from.
And so what happened was alcohol became much more potent because it was very cumbersome to transport beer and wine, which was very popular at the time. So they had to make more concentrated alcohol, which is where moonshine came from. And hard liquor became much more popular because it was just smaller to transport. And so then what happened was at the end of Prohibition, now hard alcohol was actually much more prevalent and much more popular, and the number of the percentages of people drinking beer and wine over alcohol didn't go back down to the levels that it was prior to the alcohol prohibition until just recently. It took many decades for people to get off of the hard alcohol that was really caused by prohibition. So prohibition just causes all kinds of negative effects on people and their usage of, you know, substances to change their mind.
There are a very large number of drugs now and growing, constantly growing, that are much more dangerous that would not exist if drugs were legal. Like crack is a good example. Crack probably wouldn't, it's less likely that crack would exist. I think it's pretty clear that the bath salts and the synthetic marijuana wouldn't exist.
Right.
Right. I've never heard anybody say, like, fake marijuana is so much better than marijuana. Like,
no.
I never heard anybody say that.
You know,
likely it's not, right? So people just want marijuana. They can't get it, so they go for something else that's more dangerous.
Right. And so apparently, if you guys have nothing else to add on that particular phone call, New Zealand is trying to make some very drastic changes, the first of its kind, according to this article. I continue, after all, few existing U.S. drug laws were based on a medical assessment of the relative risks of alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, and others. Instead, they were derived from historical contingencies and typically explicit racism. The first state laws against cocaine, for example, were passed because the drug was believed to make blacks into fiends who would rape white women and be impervious to bullets.
Wow, that's
that
is just terribly racist.
Well,
and absurd.
Yes, it is absurd. But you know, this is something that I think basically every drug that was around back then has a story like this.
Right, and they just, so somebody wanted that drug to be illegal for some reason, and they sold it to the public by lying, and you know, of course, they used racism because at that time that was an effective tool to change people's minds.
Yes. The first state laws against opium made similar claims about its effects on Chinese railroad workers, and marijuana prohibition followed a scare campaign about its link with Mexicans and blacks and the ability to promote violence and interracial liaisons. Sorry.
Don't want those different people getting together with other different people.
Yes. 855, 453. We will be back after the break. It is Free Talk Live.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.